It's time for the Saturday Morning Baseball Coaches Show. I'm Paul Ramo for Q92 Sports. This morning we will visit with area baseball coaches to see how their teams did this past week and what's on the schedule for this week. Now, the Saturday Morning Baseball Coaches Show right here on Q92. And it's time for the Baseball Coaches Show here on Q92 on a beautiful Saturday morning. And we're going to start things out talking Madison Junior Legion Baseball with manager Jared Roiland. Jared's in the studio. Good morning, Jared.
Morning, Paul. How you doing?
I'm doing great. The sun's shining, low humidity, and it's going to be a great day for some baseball again.
That's right. Yep, exactly.
How's the Legion team? You got a lot of games in this week.
Yeah, We've got four to talk about. We had three. We finished up our three regular season games, and then we kicked off playoffs last night. But we'll get started. It was actually a week and a half ago. We hosted a good bold team here in Madison. We picked up a win that night, 8-4. The second half of the year, we've been getting contributions, 1-9. I mean, looking at the book, almost everybody either has a hit or a run or an RBI, or they help the team in some way, and hitting is contagious. Yeah. And it's when I go through the book at night, it's fun to be able to check some numbers off on 1-9. It's usually that's a pretty good sign of a good night at the ballpark. But okay. So we had contributions all throughout the lineup. And then on the mound, we started Nolan Smith. He gave us three strong innings, only gave up two runs, and struck out six. And then Leo Borsted came in and threw the final four innings, only giving up one run, striking out two, and walking two. And Leo picked up the win for us that night. He's kind of, this whole year, we've been operating on our three main pitchers, and it was that Tuesday night, it was really nice to have Leo come in and give us four solid innings and pick up a win for us, that we can develop that depth of pitching. It's only going to benefit us as we get going into playoffs here and have a lot of games in a short amount of time. So that was great to see, and I was really proud of Leo after that performance.
Okay.
So that was a fun Tuesday night. Then last Friday we went over to Monty and played, as you know, a really good Monty team. We gave them a few too many extra outs. I think we had five errors, and against a good Monty team, a really good hitting ball club. Epema does a great job with his batters over there. We dropped that game 13-0, but only two of those 13 runs were earned. So when you just look at the score, it's a little disheartening, but the positive of that is that we gave them 11 of those runs. So we're a little streaky that way. When we can play good defense, we can hang with anybody. And when you come up against a good batting team, your defense needs to make you plays. And we didn't that night. Yep. But it was a good reminder of what guys need to do, and that it's not one or two big plays, it's the 100 little plays that determines the outcome of a game. And that's kind of one of the mantras that Tony Smith and I have been preaching to these guys this year, is everybody remembers, oh, that three RBI triple or that double that scored two runs or whatever. Well, those are great, but did you hit the cut there? Did you go to the right base? All of these little things that you just kind of forget about,
Yep.
Did you back up that pitch? Did you back up that throw? Those are the things that, keep guys at the base they should be at and not giving up extra bases. And And that's what leads to bigger innings when you don't do those things. So it was a learning game for us, and that there's still a lot of things that we need to work on getting ready for postseason. But then last Sunday we were able to pick up an extra game. Before the Rosen A's Appleton A's town ball game, we were able to play Ortonville's Junior Legion team. Tony was instrumental in getting that game set up for us. It was just with the younger team that we have, the more innings that we can get on the mound, the more plate appearances, at bats, and innings out in the field we can get, I mean, I think the right. better off we'll be. And so we went over to Rosen and played Ortonville, and we came away with an 11-2 win there.
Nice.
Yeah, it was
11 runs.
Yeah, it was a fun afternoon. We got 1 through 9 contributions everywhere. Guys scoring runs, hits, you know, RBIs. I mean, we fill up the stat sheet with, you know, 1 through 9, and it's really fun. And we were able to get 4 guys on the mound to get an inning or two in for playoffs. Grant Bierke started for us. He gave us 2 innings, only gave up 1 run. Leo Borsted, again, came in and threw another 2 innings, and he got the win for us again that day, only gave up 1 run. And Nolan Smith threw an inning of no-run ball, and Gavin Meyer threw the 6th inning for 1 run, or 1 inning, and didn't give up a run either. It was a good, solid team win again. We've done a little bit of fluctuating with our order. We've moved Gavin Meyer up to the leadoff spot, and he's really come through. That Sunday he was 3-for-4 with an RBI and 2 runs, and just moving some stuff around, seeing where guys are comfortable. Carter Moen's been he's a younger guy for us. He's going to be a 9th grader, but he's been hitting the tar out of the ball. He was 2-for-4. I think he had 2 doubles that day, and scored a run and had 2 RBIs. And the top of, like I said, 1 through 9 has been productive, but the top half of our order is really taking the charge and setting the table for the rest of the lineup. And like I said, it's contagious, and once the top starts going, then the bottom of the order starts thinking, well, I can do this too, and they get going, and so those are just fun games to coach these guys.
and who is that winning over again?
That was against Ortonville.
Ortonville, 11-2.
Okay. Yep. Good. So that closed out our regular season, and then our postseason started last night. We hosted Cottonwood down here at Madison Memorial Field. And I could just feel coming into the game, the guys were loose, and they were comfortable, and they knew what had to be done. And I had multiple parents tell me this week that they had one goal in mind. They had to make sure that they got to play at Irish Yard, because that's where the varsity was this year.
Beautiful ball field. One of the best in the area.
Yes. And Cottonwood was our one obstacle to get to that. And so, We played Cottonwood, and we came away with a 14-4 win. I sound like a broken record, but 1 through 9 had contributions everywhere. Again, Gavin Meyer led the way. He was 3-for-6 with 5 RBIs and a run. Grant Bierke in the 2 spot was 3-for-5 with 2 RBIs and 2 runs. And even our 9 hitter, Gavin Mortensen, was 1-for-1, got on base. I believe it was all three plate appearances, scored 2 runs. So the bottom of the, again, setting the table up for the top of the order. Those guys at the bottom, that's why Gavin had 5 RBIs, is because those 7, 8, 9 hitters are getting on base and giving him opportunities up at the top. So it was a really fun, like I said, 1 through 9. Night at the plate, and then on the mound, Gavin Meyer started and pitched 3 innings. He gave up zero hits, had four walks and two strikeouts. And Nolan Smith came in and got the win and shut the door for us. He gave up one earned run and struck out five and walked four for, like I said, that 14-4 win. And that sets us up for a date with Camby down at Irish Yard on Tuesday.
All right, second round of the playoffs.
Yeah,
All right.
We're excited. The boys are they're ready to go.
And the Irish Yard is outside of Milroy. It's not the baseball field in Milroy. I think that's called Yankee
Field. Yankee
but this
Field.
Is the Irish Yard about, I don't know, 3-4 miles from Milroy.
Yeah, just a few miles north of Milroy. And it's if you haven't been, it's a beautiful park. It's, like I said, these kids are they're excited.
Yeah, they'll get their picture up on the video board, I'm guessing. They have a speed gun. I don't know if they'll be using all that, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah, they got all the amenities down there. And like I said, they were all rooting on the varsity this spring, and that's where that varsity team was playing and had all that success. And so they're ready to duplicate and hopefully replicate that outcome, too.
And who are you playing again?
We'll play Camby. Okay. They're the number 2 seed, and we'll play them, and it's a 5 o'clock first pitch down in Milroy.
You remember how you did against Camby this
year? Yeah, we lost 3-1 down in Camby. Again, we had, I don't think any of those three runs were earned, but that's why you play baseball. We're ready for the challenge, and I think we've got the team that we can take care of business and keep going for a ways yet.
All right, Jared. Well, I appreciate time coming in. I know you're on the Mallards team too. You got a game, was it today or tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Okay. Tomorrow afternoon, we got to wrap up our season against a good Mineota team. And if we can get that win, I think we'll be a top 4 seed, which is huge going into the region tournament.
Good. Well, good luck to the Mallards in Mineota on Sunday then.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, Jared, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Yep, thank you, Paul.
Yep, and good luck at the Irish Yard there. Take lots of pictures down there.
We'll have to.
All right. Jared Royland, manager of the Madison Junior Legion, will take a commercial break, and we'll come back with more of the Baseball Coaches Show after this.
Sundrop, the original citrus soda, predates any of the other copycat citrus sodas. Sundrop is a local favorite that has been distributed by Madison Bottling Company since the 1960s. Thanks for making Sundrop the local citrus soda favorite. Distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
You'll find quality meat for your family's table at the Country Butcher, downtown Dawson. Stop by right downtown or give them a call, 320-769-2238. Country Butcher will accept credit cards, checks, EBT, SNAP, and cash.
This week at the Country Butcher in Dawson, buy 10 pounds of frozen ground chuck, get 1 pound free, 93% lean ground beef, just $7.99 a pound. Store hours Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., Sunday by appointment. That's the Country Butcher in Dawson. They're a cut above the rest.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, right downtown Dawson, Minnesota, is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information. Information or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
Hello, this is Dawn Peterson with Peterson Team Realty. Are you looking to buy real estate or looking to sell real estate? Look to us, Dawn Peterson, Tristan Bothan at Peterson Team Realty. You'll be confident with our advice and knowledge to make your experience as pleasant as it should be. Don't hesitate to call us today. Our office is located in Madison, and we cover the entire listening area. 320-598-3344. Knowledgeable, ethical, and experienced. Peterson Team Realty. Have a great day.
And you'll find Peterson Team Realty on homesource.net.
Welcome back to the Baseball Coaches Show. We're going to turn our attention to Rosen Express Baseball with Coach Tyler Ottelman. Good morning, Tyler.
Good morning, Paul.
Another beautiful Saturday. Good day to play a game, huh?
Yes, it is. It's a little bit nicer than last week, I would say. Last week was a little too hot, for my taking.
Yep, last weekend but this weekend's pretty nice.
Yes, it is. It was beautiful last night. Today it was pretty nice.
Okay. All right, tell us how the Rosen Express did this past week.
Rosen played three games since I last talked to you on Saturday, and we played last Saturday in Madison. We took on the Madison Mallards. Rosen lost to Madison 6-0. And for Rosen, we had two hits on the day, and both hits were and the two hits were hit by Drew Boots and Nathan Strong. And also, Drew Boots had a walk. Liam MacArthur had a walk. And Jay Sigler had a hit by pitch. And for the pitching for Rosen that day, led us off with Devin Boots. He went 7 innings for Rosen, giving up 6 hits, 6 runs, which 5 of them were earned. He hit 3 batters, walked 1, and struck out 2. And then his brother, Damian Plotsky, came in there, and he went 1 inning, striking out 2 and hitting 1 batter. Damian used to pitch quite a bit for us, and now his younger brother, Devin, has kind of taken over the last few years, throwing more for us, and Damian's just getting a little bit old, and things don't work as well as they used to when you're younger and spry. So, so Rosen ended up losing to Madison 6-0 on the day.
Hey, was that the Dick Newman recognition day?
Yes, it was. Yep. Okay.
I know Dick's sons, they played for Rosen, didn't they? Mike?
Yes, they did. They played. Steve played quite a few years for Rosen. And Mike, he played a couple years and kind of here and there from what I remember. But that was kind of my first recollection of Rosen baseballs with the Newmans and the Reifenbergers from Madison. And mm-hmm. we had a good run there in the late 90s, early 2000s. So.
Yeah, you're just 3 or 4 years old, I bet, then, huh?
At the time, I was born in 91, so I was about 5, 6 years old.
Okay.
So I always remember, coming in there and watching the Newmans play, and, Eric Ashy, and we had a fun group to watch at that time.
That's right.
So
good.
They could pretty much do anything and everything back then, it seemed like.
Yeah.
As like I told you in the past, I did the stats for Rosen. Tom Brownmacher wrote out every single book since he took over in 68. And back then, it seemed like Rosen would hit 4 home runs and steal 7 bases. So, I mean, that team was, I would say, as complete as you could be. You know, you could do win in any facet of the game. So,
yeah, that's right, Tyler. I forgot that. You have a great history of Rosen for stats and stuff, don't you?
Yes, I do. I've had every entry of every year except for 1969. Tom didn't have that because that was the year he went to overseas, served. But I have every year in an Excel spreadsheet of every player that's ever played for Rosen and every at bat and every pitch I have recorded in there. So it's very interesting to go through and see all that. I mean,
all right,
I have it down to the detail of I can tell you how every player played against Madison or Appleton. You know, it's very detailed. So
wow, that's pretty cool. I mean, that's a whole show in itself. I'll have to talk to you about that.
I even got Brandon, your son Brandon's in there, and even Dick Newman was in there, and there's
you can pull out their stats and everything.
Yep.
Oh my goodness.
I can tell you what he did against certain teams, and how he fared against certain teams, and maybe he did better against a certain team than another team.
Awesome.
So
good. Well, we're gonna do we'll do a complete show on that. That'd be fun.
So. All right. Some people told me they may pay me not to tell me tell people their stats. And, I've heard it all. It's quite entertaining from what people have said. So some good, some bad.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Can't wait to hear more about that. So, all right, after the Madison game, then what, Tyler?
Rosen played last Sunday as we took on the Appleton A's in Rosen. Rosen ended up winning that game 5-4, in starting the game off, Rosen scored one run in the bottom of the first to get the lead. And then Appleton answered back with two runs in the top of the fourth. But then Rosen responded right away in the bottom of the fourth, scoring two runs of their own. In the top of the sixth, Appleton scored two runs to take the lead, 4-3. And then Rosen in the bottom of the seventh tied the game with one run in the bottom of the seventh. And then in the bottom of the eighth, Rosen scored one run, 5-4, and ended up winning 5-4. Christian Canton started on the mound for Rosen. He went six innings, giving up four hits, four runs, which all of them were earned. He hit one batter, he walked one, and struck out nine. And then Mike Shakey came into the game, getting the win on the day. He went three innings, giving up one hit, zero runs, one hit by pitch, and striking out two. And then on the hitting side, Rosen, there wasn't many hits. Rosen didn't get many hits on the day, but I mean, when the hits were key hits at the time. Leading the charge was Mike Shakey on the day with two hits. And then also all the hits were Evan Ingesmo, Kyle Sachs, and Nathan Strong. When I say key hits, we had Rosen had four sacrifice bunts on the day, and they were you know, Rosen did the little things that last Sunday, moving guys over, and sacrifice flies. I mean, it was an all around good game, clean game by Rosen too. So that was good to see. The last three games, I mean, Rosen, we've only struck out nine times, and I believe we have two errors in the last three games. So Rosen defensively, and we're putting the ball in play, which we're doing good, but just we need to get a little bit more hits, it seems like. But Rosen ended up winning the game 5-4 over Madison. Or Appleton,
yep. Okay.
Yep.
All right, next game.
So, and then Rosen played Ortonville last night, and Rosen lost 5-0. Ortonville scored two runs in the bottom of the second, and then two runs on the bottom of the sixth, and then one in the bottom of the seventh. Not much for hitting side, but Nate Strong led the day in hitting with one hit. And then other guys getting on was Mike Shakey with a walk and a stolen base, Devin Boots with a hit by pitch, and Preston Kraft with a walk. Devin Boots started the game for Rosen on the mound, and he went five innings, giving up two hits, two runs, a hit by pitch, a walk, and two strikeouts. Then Mike Shakey came in, going two innings, giving up four hits, three runs, which all three were earned, and walked three and one strikeout. And then Kyle Sachs went one inning with no hits, no walks, and no strikeouts. So Rosen lost the game to Ortonville 5-0, okay, which puts us at our record at 4-7 in the league. And we have one remaining game, which is tomorrow in Rosen against Hancock at 2:30.
All right. So that regular season is being completed this weekend. Then when the playoffs start, then Tyler.
Playoffs after Sunday, we should know our seeding, and the playoffs start next weekend in Madison, starting Saturday. Which all the games on Saturday are single elimination, and if you win that game, you get moved in to the final eight teams, which is double elimination.
Okay. All right. Real good, Tyler. Thanks for the report on the Rosen Express this morning, and good luck against Hancock tomorrow.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Tyler Ottleman, manager of the Rosen Express. We'll take a commercial break, and when we come back, we'll visit with Caden Fernalls, manager of the Madison Legion team, right after this.
Get ready for the event of the summer. The Stevens County Fair is back August 6th through the 11th. Don't miss your chance to see the Eli Young Band. I love you like crazy girl. With special guest Tiger Lily Gold. Two, tequila, I didn't wanna see you, but... On on the Insurance Partners stage. Both award-winning bands will rock your night. Grab your tickets now at StevensCountyFair.org. The Stevens County Fair, fun for the whole family.
Let's take a look at some things going on this weekend. Of course, Marietta Appreciation Days is happening, and also the Yellow Medicine County Fair in its final day. We've been talking about that. A retirement party for Eric Call will be over at the Madison VFW this evening from 7:30 to midnight. Everybody's welcome. It'll be music by Giggity Gigs Entertainment. Sons of the American Legion Squadron 156 will be holding a meat raffle at 1 p.m. today at the Marietta Legion Club. Choir of the First Presbyterian Church in Dawson will present the cantata, I Call Him Lord, at 4 p.m. on Sunday. That'll be followed by a time of fellowship and refreshments. There is no charge for that event. Jim's Market Wine and Spirits, North Highway 75, Cambria, Southwest Minnesota's low price leader. This week you'll find Tito's Vodka, 1 3/4 liter bottle, just $29.99. Minterra Wine, $22.99 for a 750 milliliter bottle. Twisted Tea, 12-pack, 12-ounce cans, just $16.45. Check out the beer specials, including a 24-pack, 12-ounce cans of Mick Golden Light, Budweiser, Bud Light, or Select 55, just $19.99. At Jim's Market Wine and Spirits, North Highway 75 in Canby.
Prairie Sun Bank is your community bank, helping you turn your dreams into reality, offering four locations to serve you better. Prairie Sun Bank will be your partner when you buy a car, a home, or make farm operating decisions. We are here for you with trusted advice and quality service that you can count on, making banking easier with the latest in technology while still providing that small-town personal service that you have come to expect. Bank with Prairie Sun, located in Appleton, Milan, Marietta, and Browns Valley. Prairie Sun Bank encourages you to come over to Marietta this weekend for Marietta Hometown Days.
Welcome back to the Baseball Coaches Show. Let's talk with Caden Fernholz. Caden's the manager of the Madison Legion team. And good morning, Caden.
Good morning, Paul.
Wow, the Madison Legion team, they had a busy week this week, didn't they?
Yeah, we had four playoff games, and we started playing on Monday.
All four playoff games, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right, why don't you tell us all about it then, Caden?
Yeah, we started in the playoff and play-in game on Monday and played Princeburg, and were able to come away with a 11-8 victory that day. And yep. We had seven hits that day, and Dylan Kymig went 1-for-4. Dylan Geiser went 1-for-4 with a run. Caden Molden went 1-for-3 with a run. Caden Mortensen went 1-for-4 with a run and an RBI. Brock Yerniold went 2-for-4 with 3 runs and an RBI. One of those hits was a double. TJ Mitchell scored 2 runs. Davis Patcher went 1-for-3 with 1 run. And Tyler Earp had 2 RBIs on the day.
Okay.
And then for pitching, Davis Patcher started that game, went 3 2/3 innings, giving up 0 runs on 7 strikeouts. And Caden Mortensen threw 2 innings, giving up 3 hits, 5 runs, only 1 earned run, and struck out 5. Then Matt Arndt came in, pitched 2/3 of an inning, gave up 3 hits, 3 runs, only 1 earned, and struck out 1. And Dylan Geiser came in to get the save, throwing 2/3 of an inning and giving up no runs.
Okay. Was that a single elimination game?
Yep, that was a win or go home game. So it was kind of we'd start to pull away a little bit that game, and then they'd score a couple more runs to kind of even it up. But we came out ahead of that one.
All right. What was that final score again?
That was 11-8.
11-8. Okay. Good. Good win for Madison Legion.
Yeah, it was a high scoring game. And good kind of warm up for our next game against Monty.
Okay. All right. Tell us about that game.
Yep, right after that Princeburg game, we played Monty, and they're a really tough team, and we ended up losing that one 1-7. They were able to jump out to a 2-0 lead in the first inning, and they held the lead the rest of the games. We scored 1 in the fourth to bring it to 1-2 on a Davis Patcher RBI single, but that's how we were able to score, and they kind of pulled away after that. So it's a tough game, but Brock Yerniold started on the mound going 5 innings, giving up 4 hits, 6 runs, 3 earned runs, and struck out 1. And Dylan Geiser finished that game off going 1 inning, giving up 1 hit, 1 run, 0 earned. And yeah. We only had three hits that day, one by Dylan Keimig, Cade Mortensen had a hit, and then Davis Fatzer had that RBI single.
Yeah, Montevideo, of course, their high school team went to the state baseball tournament this year, too. They got a good team, don't they?
Yeah, they're a solid squad. Yeah.
Do you know who threw that night for Monty?
Super Dak started on the mound, right, and Griffin Epema finished it.
Okay. Yeah,
and they're both really solid pitchers, so tough to come by runs and hits against them.
I understand throws in the mid-80s.
Yeah, he's a solid pitcher, and he's a small guy, but he can really throw it. So.
Yep. All right, anything else on that Montevideo game then?
No, nothing else okay. there.
Why don't you explain to our listeners how the playoff bracket works? So then that game kept Monty in the winner's bracket, and you dropped down in the loser's bracket, right?
Yep, it was pretty much a 14 double elimination bracket. And so.
Okay. So when was the next game then, Caden?
Then we were off until Thursday, where we played Sacred Heart in Sacred Heart. And we came away with a 4-0 win that night.
Oh, shutout, good.
Yep, Dylan Geiser threw another great game against Sacred Heart. That's two shutouts for him against them. He went seven innings, giving up two hits, two walks, and struck out seven. So it was a great night pitching for him. And then we were able to get the scoring started early with a Cade Molden two-run homer in the first. So it kind of jump-started the guys, and then we scored two more in the fourth to get us 4-0.
Okay, so Molden had a home run, huh?
Yep, it was probably to the deepest part of the field, and when he hits the ball hard, it's fun to watch. He's got a lot of power behind his bat.
Yes, it is. Okay. Yep. Anything else on that game?
No, that's all I got for that one.
Okay. Yeah, so it's either win or go home, right? So he picked up a win there.
Yep, exactly that, so it was nice to pick up a win against someone to beat earlier in the season. So.
And then it was last night's game.
Yep, last night we played Dawson, and, you know, the guys have seen each other a lot, so they know what they're getting. And it was another tough battle, but we ended up losing that one 4-5 and kind of just did it ourselves. A lot of mental mistakes and just things that didn't go our way that night. Yeah. So.
Well, it was a great first inning, though. You had a four spot there, didn't you, in the first?
Yeah, we put up four in the first inning, which to get us out to a nice lead, and then I mean, the bat still went, but we just made some base running mistakes and didn't have that big hit to bring in any other runners the rest of the game.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, we all hit them 10-5, and Dylan Keimig went 1-for-2 with a run. Dylan Geiser went 2-for-4 with a run, and an RBI. Cade Molden went 1-for-2 with a run. Cade Mortensen went 2-for-4 with a run, one of those hits being a double. Brock Bierneild went 1-for-4. TJ Mitchell went 1-for-3. Davis Patcher went 2-for-2. And he also had an RBI. That was it for our hitting.
Yeah, 10 hits. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. You'd expect to score a couple more than four runs, but that's just the way it went the last night.
Yeah, like you said earlier, Dawson and Madison, or Dawson and Lockparl Valley, but it's really, they played some outstanding games in the last couple months, haven't they?
Yeah, I think that was the fifth or sixth time they've played each other in the spring and summer, so they know each other well.
Yep. Okay, anything else on that game?
No, Caden Mortensen started that game and went 4 2/3, giving up three hits, four runs, zero earned runs, and struck out two. Then Brock Bierneild finished the game off in two innings and giving up two hits, one run, zero earned, and he also struck out two of them, so.
Okay.
Good outings from our pitchers, just couldn't quite get it done with the bats.
Right, right. All right, so that wrapped up your regular season, I believe, then, right? Or that wrapped up your season.
Wrapped
then.
Up the season there, yep.
All right, well, Caden, I tell you what, we'll take some time and get you on the next week or two, and we'll wrap up the Legion season when you tally up all the final stats there, and we'll talk about each of the guys, especially the seniors that put on the uniform for the last time. So,
yep, sounds good. Thank you, Paul.
All right, thanks, Caden. Caden Fernall's manager of the Madison Legion team. We'll take a commercial break. We'll talk Madison Mallard baseball with Matt Munson right after this.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Contact the Klein Insurance Agency in the Old National Bank Building, downtown Madison. You can call them at 320-598-3979.
Tired of fluctuating fuel prices during the heating season? Consider a more stable heating choice by going with Electric Heat. With rates for winter already locked in, Electric Heat gives people a steady choice for their heating needs. At Minnesota Valley, they'll show you how efficient and affordable Electric Heat can be. They sell and install electric heating systems and give a loan to members who install Electric Heat either through Minnesota Valley or a local contractor. Call Minnesota Valley REC for more information on Electric Heat at 1-800-247-5051 or 320-269-2163. This message brought to you by Minnesota Valley Cooperative Light and Power Association of Montevideo.
Summer's coming in hot, so it's time to cook up some fun at Mall of America, because it's always a cool 72 and sunny here. Plus, all the summer best in one place. Join SpongeBob SquarePants 25th Anniversary Celebration. Get slimed at Nickelodeon Universe. Hit new heights on the Fly with Opera ride and Boots Banana Swing. It's shopping nirvana, Crayola experience creativity, hangout heaven. Go all in on summer, all at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/summer.
And we're back with the Baseball Coaches Show. Let's talk with Matt Munson. Matt's the manager of the Madison. And, Matt, you had a big weekend last weekend, didn't you?
Yep, yeah, big weekend, I guess, with hosting Rosen on Dragon Fest on Saturday and also honoring Dick Newman that day. And then we had our Legends, our alumni game on Sunday. So jam-packed weekend in town, and I guess just a lot of fun.
All right, tell us all about it.
Yep, so... yeah, Saturday, I guess we started off the weekend with our game with Rosen Express, that game time, and kind of switched around a few times and moved up to 1 o'clock to kind of accommodate the Express and getting more guys there with how hot it was supposed to be. But, yeah, on the day, you know, it was a day that we wanted to recognize Dick Newman for all his past efforts and dedication to the Madison community and especially the baseball field, so... we were able to do that prior to the game. I was a little nervous with everything going on in town and the water fights that there wouldn't be, you know, too many people at the game, but a lot of people made the trek down, and it was you know, well worth it and a great honor to Dick. So, but yeah, for on the day for playing Rosen, you know, we started out with Brandon Bornhorst on the mound, and we know that he's always going to give us a very good effort or a strong effort. And he did just that. The hitters, you know, offensively, we did just enough to put some runs on the board early and then kind of coast from there. So we ended up winning against Rosen 6-0. Brandon Bornhorst was just kind of cruising along, and he had actually a perfect game going through six innings, but gave up a leadoff hit in the seventh inning and then followed up with another hit. And but other than that, he was able to work out of that, only gave up the two hits on the day, and gave up zero runs. So a really strong effort from Brandon, like what we've, I guess, are kind of used to. So on the day for the hitters, we had a couple guys with one hit each, Landon Sherm, Brandon Hill, Matt Inger, and Dylan Lilliard. And then Matt Munson had two hits. Those with a couple RBIs were Brandon Hill and Matt Inger. So, you know, we did enough offensively to get the job done. Still a lot that we still are leaving on the table. So really need to get our bats going into playoffs here that begin next week. I think we've only had maybe four to six hits the last couple games and haven't been scoring too many runs. But thankfully our pitching staff has been very strong recently.
Okay. All right, next game.
Yep, so Sunday we were able to host our alumni game, invited back as many players as we could. I think we ended up with about 32 and divided it into teams. And, you know, I think it was something that was a lot of fun for the former players and the fans especially and their family. I was a little worried on how the game would be competitive-wise. Going seven innings is what the original plan was. I think a lot of people were worried that maybe the pitching wouldn't be there or the fielding and offensively, but it was a lot of fun, very entertaining. I think the final score was 7-6 through nine innings, but I think if you read the paper, it's there's a little bit of a controversy according to Bart Hill, because the original plan was to go seven innings, and I guess the game went so smooth that we decided to tack on a few more, and through seven innings the green team won, but through nine innings the blue team was able to battle back. And I guess kind of the highlight of the ninth inning was Zach Flickinger hitting a home run off of Ryan Fernald. So it was a lot of fun for those guys.
His boss, huh?
Yep, his boss. I think he's still employed as of today, from what I understand. But, there were some really good performances on Sunday. I know on the green team, Joe Skullerud, I think he actually played the whole game. But, talking to him before that, I think he was the only player that I'd played an inning or two and then being done. But, Joe Skullerud, I think he was their team's MVP. He had a couple hits, and I think he got hit by pitch a couple times. And then on the blue team, I think you had Ryan Sigdahl had a couple good innings on the mound. Garrett Olson pitched really well, but I think they had Ryan, Garrett, Josh Wolfslager, each one of them I think had at least two hits on the day. So some pretty good baseball performances all around and a lot of fun. And I think David Amundson, he even made his appearance and caught and got a base hit. So
Dave Amundson got a base hit?
Dave Amundson got a base hit. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, he showed up to a practice, and if you put in the work practicing, you're going to perform on the field. So he showed that. So
that's great.
It was a lot of fun. Hopefully the guys had fun. Hopefully there weren't too many injuries. And, hopefully it's something we can build off and potentially do in future years as well.
Awesome. Good. All right. And we've got a few minutes left here, Matt. Other games the Mallards played?
Yep, so we have played, 11 league games on the year, or 10 league games on the year, I think, and we're 7-3. We finish up this weekend in Mineota. I think that's a big game for us. I think Mineota still has potential to finish, about the 2 seed in the region tournament or drop down to 5, and I think if we can beat them, potentially, depending on how tiebreakers work, we could maybe get the 4 seed and end up with a bye in the region tournament, which is pretty big. The further you can get, the more games, it makes it a lot easier on your pitching staff. So in the region tournament next weekend, in Madison with our field and all the improvements we made, we are lucky enough that we get to host the first and third weekends of the region tournament. That'll kick off on Friday, I believe, at 7:30 with 12 and 13 seed playing each other. And then there will be another 4 games Saturday and 4 games Sunday. So really big, long weekend at Madison Memorial Field, and should be another weekend of fun.
All right. Sounds good, Matt. Well, thanks a lot for the report on the Madison Mallards this morning.
Yeah. Thank you, Paul.
Matt Munson, manager of the Madison Mallards, will take a break, and we'll wrap up the Baseball Coaches Show right after this.
You want to feel important. You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters, and that you can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We felt that way, too. I'm Sergeant Michael Tislin from Chaska, Minnesota, and that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Minnesota Army National Guard soldiers. We are people just like you, and together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit nationalguard.com/MN to find out more. Sponsored by the Minnesota Army National Guard, aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
This Tuesday, July 23rd, head on over to the Riverview Park Bandstand in Appleton to hear the folk music sounds of Root River Jam. Hailing from southeastern Minnesota, this four-piece acoustic band plays a variety of folk music, old and new, and you'll enjoy the sounds of the fiddle and string bass. The music starts at 7 o'clock at Riverview Park, so bring a lawn chair and a friend this Tuesday in Appleton to hear Root River Jam.
Get ready for the event of the summer. The Stevens County Fair is back August 6th through the 11th. Don't miss your chance to see the Eli Young Band. Love you like crazy girl. With special guest Tiger Lily Gold. On the Insurance Partners stage, both award-winning bands will rock your night. Grab your tickets now at StevensCountyFair.org. The Stevens County Fair, fun for the whole family.
Paul Ramel here in the studio, wrapping up the Baseball Coaches Show. I'm going to head over to Montevideo shortly here for American Legion Baseball Championship game, the Southwest Pod Championship. Between Montevideo and Dawson, the first pitch is at noon today, and we'll be on the air with that playoff game, Dawson and Montevideo today. Just want to remind everybody, a big championship game will be held on Monday, July 22nd, at the Appleton Baseball Field, La Caparal Valley 7th and 8th grade. We'll take on or host Camby's 7th and 8th grade. It's the Little Sioux League championship game. 5:45 opening ceremonies. AmVet Color Guard will present the colors, and Callie Kahn will sing the national anthem. Then at 6 o'clock, the game starts between La Caparal Valley and Canby, and there'll be full concessions, grilling burgers and hot dogs, and get this, everyone gets free freezies. Free freezies for everyone on Monday at Centennial Park at the Appleton A's baseball field there in Appleton. So go on over there and support La Caparal Valley 7th and 8th grade and the Canby 7th and 8th grade. That's Monday. Thanks for listening to the Baseball Coaches Show, and we will see you in Montevideo at noon today with the Dawson Legion team taking on Montevideo. Have a good day, everyone. Thanks for listening to the Saturday Morning Baseball Coaches Show here on Q92. Tune in next week at 9 o'clock with more interviews with area baseball coaches right here on Q92. See you next Saturday morning. Have a great day.
Q92 Country Time at 9:54. Great music for Dawson, Boyd, and Clarkfield on Q92 KLQP-FM.
Shotgun, oh yeah. Hey little sister, who's your Superman? Hey little and sister shotgun. It's a nice day to start again. It's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again.
So long.
I let you go for so long.